Your dad's catchphrase. You know how like every dad has one, like a couple things that they always say over and over? I remember my dad, he says two of them constantly, and they're ingrained in my head. One, he's a shoemaker on them. He's a shoemaker.
I love that.
And the thing is that his second one is also like the first one.
Yeah.
Ham and egger, Anna. Ham and egger. A shoemaker and a ham and egger are guys that don't know what they're doing, or it could be women that don't know what they're doing. They're not good at their job. They're inexperienced. And he loves to tell me when somebody's a ham and egger or a shoemaker.
Just going through the motions then, basically. Shoemaker, there was a time when a shoemaker was an important individual.
Cobblers, they had their time.
That's right.
Yes.
That time is over now at this point.
Yeah.
My father used to say the craziest things all the time. I mean, it wasn't just the catchphrases, right? It was more like, you know, like he'd tell me, never get leather interior, because what happens when you sit in there with your keys on and you poke a hole in it? He would tell me things like that. He would tell me to spray paint the tails of animals that I would catch in the yard so that way I'd know if they came back.
Oh.
And he would tell me that it was good advice to pee around the outline of your shed. That way coyotes would stay away.
All right. All right.
He told me all sorts of stuff like that.
1-800-330-9999. Lisa, what was the catchphrase your dad used?
He always used que sera, sera.
Oh. And you never know what it means, right? Right, like it is what it is. It's all the same thing.
Whatever will be,
right?
He would say that all the time.
I mean, but it's true though, and they always say like you're not supposed to say it is what it is, but sometimes it just is what it is.
Yeah, but you don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
You're looking for an actual answer. You don't want to hear that, especially when you're 10, 12, 15, 20. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear that.
I get that. John, Sean, how about you guys? Your dad ever have those catchphrases?
Oh, yeah. No, my dad, with him, it's Katie bar the door. Oh, Katie bar the door.
What is Katie by the door?
It's like an old sports phrase. And I mean old, like 70s, 80s. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, like red zone. If they're about to do a really aggressive play, if someone's driving to the hoop really hard, it's like Katie bothered to hold the door like someone's coming in, you
something
know
something terrible
I mean?
Is about to happen, right?
But
something
big is gonna happen. He loves to use it in like in like weather, like if we go outside and it's raining, he'll just go, and he'll shorten it too, is my favorite part. If it's like raining hard, he'll go outside and be like, oh Katie as no one knows what he's talking about. We do, because we've heard him say it a million times,
you know. The same one is batten down the hatches. Same thing.
That's a perfect allegory. Thank you.
Yes.
Who's Katie? That's my
just some Katie
about. Yeah,
someone who needs to bar that door.
That's right.
That was her job.
That's her job.
That was the old lady.
My stepfather. The door. My stepfather used to always say to me, like, I used to hate like making any kind of statement toward him, like, oh, it was a long day today, because he'd always say to me, but did it kill you? You know, if I had a bad day, or like, you know, a breakup or something, okay, well, did it kill you? I'm like, oh God. I mean, of course you're right. You got a point, but just give me a little something here, man. Right.
But Sean,
like, I feel you.
Sean, did it kill you?
Did it kill you?
It's about to.
I mean, you're here, right? Like, here you are.
Right.
Seemed fine.
I mean, I get that he was trying to be positive while also being completely cynical. And the last thing that you want to hear.
He was a ham and egger.
Right. Call him a shoemaker.
Dadisms, you know, they're like the catchphrases that your dad always used or still uses. My dad all the time, he's a ham and egger, Anna.
Yeah, I had a boss who used to always call, we called him Boydisms, because he would say 1,000 every day. He used to say, don't pee on my loafers and tell me it's raining. He loved that one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Brooke, what was the catchphrase your dad always uses?
It's not our dad. It's my husband. He uses the phrase can of corn all the time.
Can of corn.
How does he use it?
As a swear?
I think that I'm not even sure what it means exactly, but I deduced that it means it's like something that's really easy, like a home run type situation.
Oh. It's a can of corn.
It's a can of corn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a can of corn.
I could say it's been explained to me.
You gotta do it. It's a can of corn.
And I still don't get it. But
no, I get it. He just won the lottery.
What does that mean? That doesn't mean anything there. That means nothing there.
Hey, Katie, the catchphrase your dad used, what was it?
You remember The Princess Bride?
Yes.
Always inconceivable.
Inconceivable. That's what it was?
Yeah. I have no clue to this day. It started out whenever we were talking about something and my dad just wanted to get us laughing or something like that, or we thought it was something that, you know, was inconceivable. He would just start saying it.
Yeah, you got to have the tone with it, too, when you do it, right? It's in the delivery.
Oh, no. He would get it.
Right.
He wouldn't get it as well as the actor. teacher, but he would still get it.
Right, Dad, right. He'd show up for it. He'd give it the shot.
Mary Beth, what's that phrase your dad always used to use?
Okay, so there actually is two. One is when one's good advice. The other one is when he pissed me off. If I wanted to do something and I'd say why, he'd say, because why is a crooked letter, which I never understood what that was.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Yeah. Is why a crooked letter?
Well, it is. It's got a slant. Yeah. Well, it's a dumb answer to a dumb question, right? Right. So, okay.
Exactly. And then the good advice he would always say is, listen to what a guy does, not what he says. And I've always thought about that. That's very good advice. So. Mm-hmm.
That's one that I actually give to my daughter all the time. It's like when somebody shows you their true colors, remember, that's what they're showing you. Like, they're not going to change.
Hey, TJ, what's that phrase that your dad always used to use?
It is, if you want good, your nose has to run.
Your nose has to run?
What does that mean?
If it's like a Caribbean thing, I'm from the Caribbean. Like if you want good, like if you work hard and do what you're supposed to do, then your nose is gonna run. Not necessarily meaning your nose is running, but
right.
Just keep.
Dolly Parton oddly has like a very similar saying. She's like, if you want to see the rainbow, you got to live through the rain. It's kind of the exact same thing.
So your nose goes first.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's the same thing. Thanks for the
call. Thanks, CJ.
Hey, Venetia. What's that thing your dad always used to say?
Every time I did something nice for him or he'd ask me for a favor and I did, he'd say, my princess, whenever I'm getting married, I should let him know he'd give me a little duck. I don't even know what the heck that meant. That was a little girl.
A gold duck?
Whenever I get in for roast duck.
A roast duck.
A roast duck.
Yep. Yes. Again, no idea.
Right. I'm sure he meant it nicely, though.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
All right, Wendy, what is catchphrase your dad always used?
Oh, gosh. At 81 years young, he still says this. If we ever attempted to argue with him at any point in time for any reason and suddenly said, well, Dad, yeah, but, he would hear yeah, but, and he would come out with a yeah, but is a mythical piece that follows people around who can't make up their minds.
Obviously. Obviously. Thank you, Dad, for bringing that prophecy to us.
Yeah.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.